it's unpredictable. I mean, we're broadcasting live in a raining hurricane.
You never like talking about death, and I always, you know, I have my whole funeral plan.
Yes.
All the music we're going to play.
Yes.
All the Kiss songs I want played.
You have many Kiss songs, yep.
You never want to discuss it with me.
Last time on Bucci.
When Bucci talks, his tone is calm and his eyes are dead. That's right, I'm a Virgo. Here lies Bucci. See below for details. And then the dates that I lived and died.
Oh, you said you were going to be dead by now.
Doggone grave is mine. She's mine.
What do you want your epitaph to be?
Epitaph?
It's pronounced epitaph.
Epitaph. We're doing epitaphs.
Here lies Henry. You ain't get us $10 from Lincoln.
All as you ever want to do is make pies and draw pictures. And paying the price lots of times. I've really had to pay the price.
World's greatest dead.
Right. Well, except for heaven.
Of course.
Thank God I didn't get a barcode tattoo when I was 20, because that was so edgy. Like,
hey.
Real quick.
I'm a little sad.
Real quick. Yeah, but keep it breezy here.
I don't think you keep it breezy at all. I think how you were dancing on Henry's grave or whatever, because you outlasted him.
I was sick, and it showed.
I was just at Bonaventure Cemetery in Savannah. It inspired me to look forward to death more.
Sleep is like my partner in life.
99.
So you're going to die in a hot dog eating contest?
I'm going to attach one of those ketchup pumps, like, to the gravestone.
My name is Peter. My epitaph is going to be petered out. Get it?
Wait, hold on, Bucci. Hold on.
Yes?
Alexa, off. I'm just hearing you too many times.
How about, where's the beef?
6 feet under.
That's where it is.
People in Florida are still shouting, where's the beef, huh?
Yes, they are. It's weird. It's my own plot. Like, my grandpa, my grandma, and then I got me. I got two words for you.
Yeah. It.
There is no way I'm going to allow that on my tombstone. Friggin' finally. That's a good one.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, you're so fine. You're so fine, you brought by my head, Bucci. Hey, Bucci.
Something like that. Am I on? Can I go? All right. Hey, all right. Wait, hold on. It's live. Bucci live from Gorderfest. Woo! Give it up. Give it up, everybody. Gorderfest. Okay, that was a good year. All right. So happy to be here. I just, boy, this rain, huh? Oh, man. This is going to be a fun weekend we're having. A lot of WFMU DJs down here in Memphis, Tennessee for the Goner Fest radio. Hey, how you doing? Bucci. Ah. Let's crack a can of punk. Oh, yeah. Tastes like... It tastes like Greg Cartwright. And root beer. Sissy Hot Rod, like that one. I thought I was going to actually have to miss this, the festival. Not because the DJs ditched me. That wasn't the reason. Bucci never gets ditched.
Bucci. Adage.
But it was just a complication. I had a lot of stuff to do. There was just a lot of basic stuff that could not be put off. I had, like, stuff with my HOA board. I had an HOA board meeting.
HOA status is...
I don't want to get into the HOA status right now. All right, crowd, could you... hey, guys, could you just pipe it down? We're doing live radio here.
HOA status is...
Like I said, tricky and complicated and fraught. Friggin' fraught. I have a member, there's a member who's saying, oh, you're doing Bucci too loud at night. You have to stop doing it at 9. I'm like, yeah, no way, right? And also the recycling has been piling up and no one's taking it out, and the lid to the garbage cans aren't locked, so people are putting, like, street people are putting their street trash on the street in our garbage bins that are reserved for this building, my condo. All right. Oh, look, it's John Spencer just walked in. I don't know why they're laughing. There you go. I don't want to get into all my HOA stuff. It's going to get into Bucci soon enough. So, yeah, GonerFest, the four-day music festival in Memphis. Here in Memphis, because I'm here. Didn't get ditched. Organized by the great record label Goner. I was bummed that I didn't think I was going to make it. And then when the organizers realized that they screwed up and scheduled the fest on a Friday so they couldn't listen to Bucci, they just obsessed with the show. And then they flew me down, or I flew myself down, to do a little set here. So nice. They welcomed me with open arms, or just arms, either. I said, well, what do you want me to do? I brought all this, like, stacks, like a whole crate of my dusty old 45s. And no, they said, no, we got enough music. We just want you to do Booch. She said, that's, you just do you, which that is
easy.
Sometimes the crowd goes strangely silent, and it just then there's a brief pause, and then it starts up again. So, tonight after the show, what I'm not going to do is go home and watch Star Trek Enterprise. That's not going to happen. Absolutely not. Again, not again. I'm going to go out on the town. Man, I'm going to love doing that. And I want to make sure that when I do that, I'm going to look legit. You know, I don't go out a whole lot. You know, so I usually just stay in the head-to-toe bucket hat with eyes cut in the front. But tonight I'm looking to, I want to look my fanciest. So what do I got? I got my track pants, big backpack with my laptop in it, my Anxiety is Punk t-shirt. That's a homemade t-shirt, condo-made t-shirt. It's, you know, Sharpie white t-shirt, classic. Sweaters, too, tied around my waist. And I'm always going out with my punk hair and hand gestures, which I'm doing them right now. See if you can picture the gestures. What else do I need? Well, I look fine, but people who stand next to Bucci know that he always smells good. Good to very good to great. I mean, I can't even count how many times someone has stood next to me and said, whoa, you smell like curse word pepper. Do you just put pepper on yourself? No, I just have a baseline sheen of, you know, good smells on me. That just kind of comes out of the old pores. I'm lucky that way. So I rarely put on cologne or perfume or any sort of scent. But since this is a special occasion, the GonerFest celebration, I want to smell even better than I usually do. But the perfumes I don't want to cast stone, but the perfumes they're selling here at the fest are not doing it for me. There's a lot of perfume tables, but I think they're just water with a melted crayon dipped in them or something like that, because they just don't have the complexity that I'm looking for. I'm looking for some CVS Polo Sports stuff. Who am I? Me 2 years ago? I'm not. I'm Bucci.
Bucci.
Why is that so quiet?
Bucci.
So, when I came down here, not only did I bring all my dusty old 45s and all my, sunscreens and my rain slickers, But I also brought someone to help me with the perfume side of the festival. And I brought them down to mix and create the most, I don't know, the most romantic, sweet-smelling, intriguing-smelling perfume in Memphis that I can spritz all over myself and my friends. Nate the K is over there going, making the hand gesture that he wants to get sprayed with some cologne later. Don't worry! If there's some left. So to do that, to help me mix and make this perfume, I don't want some. I want something bespoke. Befriggin' spoke. Not something you just steal from a store. So I brought someone, my guest. Please, everybody, welcome my guest. He's a professional perfumer. He has a bachelor degree in biochemistry. It's Dr. Jean-Baptiste Grenouillet. Okay, that's enough. Doctor, how are you doing, doctor? Oh, sorry. Can you get closer to the mic, please? That's better. I should say just before, because of the doctor's highly specialized nature of his work, Dr. Grenouillet doesn't talk. He only sniffs. Is that right, doc? Right. And it's one sniff for yes and two for no. Is that correct? Correct. So, yes, Dr. Grenouillet, am I pronouncing that correctly, sir? Well, I'll get it right.
Bucci, promise.
Crowd likes it. This doctor, he's the top perfumer in Jersey City. The palate of this guy's nose is so refined, he can differentiate between, you know, blindfolded, different kinds of, he can differentiate between linen and lace. He can different types of salmon. He can tell, oh, that's a farm-raised salmons, and that's a, you know, like a city-raised salmons. He can smell the difference between an iPhone 10 and an iPhone 10X. If you can picture that. He can smell if someone in the crowd here is wearing Timberlands. Doctor, is someone in the crowd wearing Timberlands? I knew it. Who? Oh, yeah, right. He can't. He can only sniff. Well, that'll be fine. We'll be able to work around that. Thank you for coming, doctor. You know what this guy can do? He can smell the difference between pulp and Jarvis Cocker's solo stuff. He can smell all of this, but he can't smell himself. Yeah. That's the tragedy. Tragedy. There's like an emptiness around him. Right, Doc? There's an emptiness around you? But because of that absence of smell, it just allows him to accurately smell the world. Every day, right? Every day you sit at your perfume organ and you play and mix and blend elements to make the most beautiful scents that you ever smelled. Flowers and grass, wood and frankincense, wood and myrrh, wood and gold, orange and cream. So anyway, the doc and I are going to create something really special this hour. And What I hope it to be is the world's best. I hope we make a. I hope we do it. I hope we make the world's best perfume and maybe even sell it. Sell it to all these goner fest people. But I can't do it by myself. I don't have all the. You know, what do I come here with a bag full of daffodils? I come here with, sea salt and cedar wood. No, I can't. So that's why I need you, and I'm talking to you. I need your help to call in with the elements that will add to this, that will make this good perfume. I want some indie rock fragrances. I want some post-punk fragrances. But still something that you could take, wear to the opera. The other thing that I just love about, now that I'm just, with the perfume and all that stuff, I almost swore. It is like, these smells, like, they bring up emotions. They're really, really, they're just like a pipeline right to your memory, a smell. I was on the train, and I caught this hint of lavender. I don't know, someone was, it was somewhere on the train, really smelled strongly of lavender. And immediately, it took me back to the time I had this is before I met my fiance, soon to be wife. But I remember this time I went out, I had a woman coming over. We were gonna watch Justified. And I bought this lavender Febreze so the apartment would smell good. And she came over, and I don't think she even took her coat off before she dumped me.
Bucci.
Then she took all of her records. She took the Justified box set. She took, like, the cushions of my couch, because my couch didn't have cushions. It was just a couch. And she brought cushions over. She took those. And the only thing that she left was the sweet, lovely, lonely smell of lavender in the air. I just sat there smelling it. But I was thinking, so that brought it back to me. So I mean, maybe when we can have a little talk about that, about like the smells and the elements that you bring to our big vat of cologne that we're making this hour. Maybe we can talk about what they mean to you, what these smells trigger for you. It can smell like roses. It can smell like spice. What it must not smell like is Teen Spirit. It smells like Teen Spirit by Robert Glasper. Only on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is,
let's make the world's best perfume.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Hey, it's Bucci, broadcasting live from Gonerfest in Memphis, Tennessee. We're talking about perfume. We're creating the world's best perfume, and I need your help to do it. You bring the elements. Me and the doctor smell, will smell it up. That's right. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
Hero, can't believe I got through.
Well, I can, because I've been holding a line open just for you.
What?
I don't think, really.
Trust.
I have. Don't you trust...
verify.
Well, no, I don't like that second part. If you verify, then you that cancels out the first part, you know? If you're verifying the trust, then you don't trust in the first place.
No, you trust them, but verify that you will trust them and they are coming truth. You gotta trust them, but verify.
So you're a skeptical person. You have like a... you have a different way of looking at things. You're more cynical.
I don't know what that means.
You are.
All right,
Hero. Do you like... how much perfume or cologne do you put on your... on daily?
I don't put on any.
Okay. But you do have an idea. So what if you... what would you like to... you're the first contribution. What do you think we should add to this perfume to make it really, really smell good?
I think we should add some lilac and rose.
Lilac and rose. That's a good one. Why lilac and rose?
Lilac is
what? Go ahead, Hero.
It grows sort of like a bush, but not... Yeah.
The band?
Like,
not the band, right? Not Bush
what?
The band. Not Bush the band, like Bush the plant, right?
Bush the plant.
Okay,
yes.
good. Whew.
Oh, it smells really nice.
Okay,
it smells
rose. Well, you're preaching to the converted here. I love the smell of lilac. I like the smell of lilac. And then what'd you say, rose?
Yeah.
All right, hand it over, please. Bunches. Give me those
right,
bunches.
Hand it here.
All right, I'll put it right in here. Doctor, can you mix that up for me? That means yes. All right, smell it. He likes it. He likes it so far, Hero. That was him liking
it.
All right, Hero. Thanks, and good to hear from you. It's been
a
minute, yeah. 201-209-9368. We're mixing up the world's sexiest or perfume. It doesn't have to be sexy. And what is sexy? Maybe this next caller knows. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Levi.
Hey, Levi.
Well, you know, I thought, since you're in Memphis...
Yep.
...that you should smell like barbecue, because it is a barbecue spot.
Well, that's true. It's a destination for barbecue. Do you know what the middle B in barbecue stands for?
That's a really good question.
It stands for...
I wondered that myself.
It's buh.
Oh, yeah.
That's so what it stands for.
Yeah. It's almost like Bucci, right?
Yeah, almost. So,
Bucci.
Why don't you? So, you want some barbecue in this thing? So, we have rose, lilac, and barbecue. Is that what you think?
Yeah, because barbecue smells great. It's the best thing ever.
Right, but combined with the other stuff. Well, what do you think?
Yeah, you got a new creation. You know, like florally.
All right. Okay.
People are going to like the smell.
Well, okay. Yeah. It's your neck on the line. All right. Add it in here. Add it in.
Let's put a little molasses in there.
Yeah. All right. And let's give it a smell.
Blah.
Ooh, I don't know if he likes it. Here, let me spray some on you, Levi.
Okay. Yeah, I like it.
Okay,
all
right. Well, that's good. So, now, don't eat your own wrists.
I'll try not to.
Yeah, all right, bye. He's going to do it. He's going to be chewing on those wrists. The second he hangs up that phone, he's going to be like... So, Dr. Granule, do I have that right yet? We got some good smells going on, right? All right, good. Let's see what this next... Let's see what the next element is. Caller, you got Shabooch. E.
Hello, Bucci. It's Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. How are you?
I'm fine.
Are you calling with a cloth over your phone, like a ransom call, or are you just kind of...
Is this better?
Yeah, it's a... Okay, do it again.
Is this better?
Yes, that is good.
Okay. Are we in business now?
Well, we're let's not be in business together. Let's two separate businesses.
Okay.
We are in the business of smelling good, though.
So, let's all smell good.
So do you like do you apply cologne before going to the living room and, you know, hanging out?
Sitting in the chair with cologne on?
Yeah.
No. Actually, I'm kind of personally adverse to wearing scents because they make me sneeze. I have terrible allergies.
Sure. Well, I'm sorry, but there are some subtle ones that don't, like, you know, like, that aren't so strong. Astringent on the nose. That's what I was thinking of. Astringent.
Yeah.
Like an old fancy library. You know, I had a father who smelled like an old fancy library. Like a books and dust, but then also gild and gold. It was a good smell.
I like library smell.
Okay. So what do you want to add? Do you want to add, like, Great Expectations into this jar that we're making? We're mixing it up? Or what? What do you want to add?
Well, I won't add a book. But what I would like to add is Play-Doh.
Interesting. Play-Doh.
Because it smells real good.
It does. It does smell good. Do you have that memory? We're talking about memory. Do you have that memory of you just pressing the Play-Doh into your face and just smelling it? And then, like, a preschool teacher, like, slapping it away?
Not only would I press it against my face, but I'd put it in my mouth. And it did not, and it was very disappointing because it tasted nothing like the aroma.
Yeah.
But when I had my first job,
kinda
I worked
like,
in an Italian restaurant, and one of the waitresses wore this cheap drugstore perfume that in the early 70s, a lot of people wore. It was called Emerald. And it smelled, with her body chemistry, it smelled like Play-Doh. And I used to sort of follow her around in the restaurant, just kind of like taking her essence.
Okay. Like a Pepe Le Pew, I guess, right? You're just like floating two
exactly.
feet off the ground. Well, Pepe Le Pew is a sex offender, though. He's a bad person, bad skunk, that Pepe Le Pew.
Well, we have a skunk, and it smells real bad. And
I kind of like this.
I hope that I didn't think I was like Pepe Le Pew.
All right, let's mix up that. Give me some of that. Give me a ball of that Play-Doh there, Franco.
Okay. Here's some blue Play-Doh.
Ooh, I like blue Play-Doh. Doctor,
how about a little white here? It's kind of cream.
All right, doctor, should we add a little white as well? He says yes. Go ahead.
Okay, into the soup.
All right, smell it, doctor, please. He loves it. Man, he's sitting there like he just melted into a chair. So lilac, rose, and what did
barbecue
Levi say?
Sauce.
Barbecue sauce and Play-Doh. Franco, thanks so much. We've made quite a melange here, and that is a Bucci adage.
Very good.
Bye.
Bucci.
Oh, don't even bother.
Adage.
If you're not going to cue off the minute I say Bucci adage, don't even bother. Call you a Bucci.
Hello?
These drops. Yeah, who's this?
Oh, JR.
Hey, JR. How you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
Good, yeah. So, JR... do you like perfume, or do you are you known to daub it behind your ears before going out?
A couple signature scents, yeah. I have a few.
What do you use? I'm interested.
One is grass.
Okay, just the essence, right? You're not handfuls. Like a
no,
like
I'm
a scarecrow shoving
it behind my ear, and I put some in all my hot spots. No, just the essence.
Don't say hot spots.
I press it down.
All right, so grass, what else? That's a very light scent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Makes you...
I have some, things I don't like to say, fancier brands.
Don't say any fancy brands, because, by the way, this perfume...
Paid.
It's going to be called Bucci Number 1. That, if anybody had any doubt, that's the
Bucci
name of...
Number 2?
Well, that's another show.
Bucci.
No, it's too late. All right, what do you want to add? Not grass, right? You want to add something else?
Fresh baked bread from Europe.
European bread.
Yeah.
So where? What European?
Germany, like Black Forest.
Blast Forest.
Yeah, like super yeasty, you smell it,
don't
like
say
in the whole
yeasty.
Village.
Yeasty bread.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is that? What does that conjure up? What does that smell? Why is that so? Why that one? Is it just
so
because you have a bunch of bread in your apartment?
In the fifth grade, I was gifted, and I got to live in Germany for like half a semester of school, and we played this scavenger hunt, and the main meeting place was in the center of this small village. There was like a big stone baker thing where they were making fresh bread constantly in the village.
Mm-hmm. And you just loved it.
You know, I always smell it occasionally, even this many years later.
Okay. Stuff a little bit of that bread right in. You still have it, right? You didn't leave that bread in the Black Forest, right?
No, I keep pieces in my freezer, and I break a piece off every year.
That's the way you do it. All
like
right.
A wedding cake. It's my anniversary.
It's feels
I
like
say
a
happy Easter.
Feels like feels like a lonely wedding cake. Happy
welcome
Easter.
To my life, Booch.
All right. So why don't you shove a little bit of that yeasty bread right in my little mortar and pestle butt? Okay. All right. Smell this, doctor. Oh, my God! He threw up. You don't like it? He doesn't like it.
Too yeasty?
Yeah, I think it might have been too yeasty for the guy. He likes, he's more of a delicate sensibility. Doctor, you're going to have to clean that up. Station manager Ken is going to be super, I mean, Gonerfest is going to be super pissed about that. All right, so let me spritz a little bit on you, though.
Yes, please. Thank you.
There you go. Now you're
I love it.
You're ready
super
to go.
Yeasty. Happy Easter.
I don't celebrate Easter. I don't. That's the end of that sentence. 201-209-9368. We're making the world's nicest smelling fragrance. We're mixing it up in my mortar and pestle. And the good doctor, Dr. Grenouillère. Look, I'm not going to be able to pronounce your name. Just get used to it. Is mixing it up with his refined nose. He's mostly nose, really. In a really nice way. Kind of like a nose with really long legs. 201-209-9368. So what do you want what do you look for in a cologne? Do you want it to smell like Mayor Adams, Eric Adams? America's mayor, Mayor Adams. So you want that to be sprayed, like if that was like sprayed on you, you'd smell like crime. And they say Bucci doesn't do topical.
Baba Bucci.
Gunpowder. I go to a shooting range. People who follow me on Instagram know that I'm always at the shooting range. Was out at the range the other day, and I came back after a whole series of firing. Just and I came back to the wife, current one, and she said, "Ooh, ah, what is that smell? Did you rob a bank?" I said, "No, it's gunpowder mixed with blood because I that's another thing about me. I'm always getting these little cuts, so I also kind of always smell like hydrogen peroxide. But so I smell like that and gunpowder. And my wife, she could keep her hands off of me. But she didn't want to. 201-209-9368. We're making the world's most romantic, best-smelling perfume with my help, my good friend, Dr. Grenouillère, who is a world-famous perfumist or perfumer. Pancake batter that's been spilled on jeans, so you get that pancake batter smell, and then you also get that old jean smell, and that just really conjures up that time when you spilled a pancake batter all over your jeans. Or you took a pancake to go and shoved it in your pocket and forgot about it. I gotta take off my track jacket. It is humid down here in Memphis. It could. We should all smell like wet wool or something because of all this rain. Oh man. 201-209-9368. We have a series. What do we have? I wrote it down. We have yeasty bread. We have barbecue sauce. We have rose and lilac. We have... what else? I don't know what else. But we, you want to add stuff here, give me a call. Hey, doctor, can you smell? I know you have a highly developed sense of smell. Can you smell when someone subscribes to the Bucci podcast? Damn. Well, you know, that would be very helpful to know, but apparently not. Go over there and subscribe. I'll smell it. Oh, my God. Well, the phones are dead as some eyes. That's fine. Well, the doctor and I will just start, it'll sit here smelling each other. All right, stop it! Do you want to smell like Teddy Pendergrass? I read in his autobiography that he smelled. He said he devoted a chapter to how good he smells, and his wife. So you can smell like him or his wife. Call Yoga Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Zachary.
Hey, Zachary. Rain. Real
got
slow.
Got that hurricane going on.
Hey, real slow. How you doing?
Real slow.
Yeah.
Doing all right. Hey, you are topical. I knew you could do topical.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
there's
people
the
just say the
guy.
Only...
Did
the
you hear about Turkey in Germany?
Yeah, I did. The only topical thing that people like, oh, the only topical thing that Bucci does is like the ointment that he puts on his neck, the back of his neck. But
yeah,
I could do all sorts of... I can do the...
Psoriasis?
What? No, I just have little bumps. There's no medical word for it. It's just, that's what the doctor says, little bumps.
Little bumps.
Yeah, all right, huh. So...
it's for insurance purposes.
So, Zach, do you like a cologne? I feel like you smell like... let me see. You probably smell like a couch?
A couch?
Yeah, like a new couch.
Nah.
Not a couch that's been distressed.
Nah.
Okay.
No J.D. Vance couch.
Well, there's some of that topical humor. So,
yeah.
I'd like
but
we need
no,
to get off the topic of...
No, just
J.D.
El Natural. You know, you got to let the musk, the body musk go out.
Okay, I'm going to hang up on you if you start describing yourself in those granular terms, Zachary.
Okay, well, I'm not... That's not what I'm contributing.
Okay,
the
what are you contributing?
I would put out there.
Yes.
Do you know any machinists?
No.
No lathe people, no mills, no metal workers?
Well, I know someone who saws a lot. They're just manual
they saw
sawing.
Metal?
No, just a big pieces of wood. I think it's more of a frustration
okay.
thing. They get their frustration out
sawing. Well, wood smells pretty good,
sawing.
Too, cut wood.
Yeah,
but
so is that what you're adding?
One, coolant.
Coolant. Okay.
Coolant. Yeah, you ever smell machine coolant?
It does
My
have...
My father was a machinist.
It does smell pretty good, but you have to be careful. Because that stuff will mess you up, right?
Oh, yeah, you don't want to breathe it in too much. Just a little.
We can only...
This isn't one you hose yourself down in.
No. Well, we're not hosing. We're going to do this. We're going to do this very nice. Classy. We're not going to smear it on with a paintbrush. Okay, but drop a little bit of that coolant in there. Thank you very much. All right, and let's mix it up.
What's up with the road track, Bucci?
And, doctor, will you smell this, please? Ooh, he likes it. He likes the coolant as well.
Yeah, it's good. It's a machinist out there. You got a big machinist crowd. Let's just say that, Bucci.
Okay. That's what I always thought. All right, bye, Zach. Yeah, I don't need him to tell me that I have a lot of machinists who are all about this show. Well, maybe I do need him to tell me that. Caller, you go, Bucci.
Bucci, hello.
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Oh, this is Leo.
Oh, hey, Leo.
Okay, well, I was thinking...
Yeah, what do you want to add to the... What do you want to add to this big vat of lovely-smelling clear liquid that we're mixing up with our hands and fingers?
What we need to do is, like, grill a steak.
We don't need to do anything.
Take all the steak juices and add it to the...
Don't you think
that's... hamburger and add it to the perfume.
Okay,
so
wait.
It's not like a steak.
So you want us not hamburger meat, but a steak, like a really nice, mwah, 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 like a really good steak?
Yeah, like grilled with like onions and stuff, you know?
Well, why steak? Good, why steak?
You know? Like whenever you're out there grilling, you're like, oh yeah, I like the smell of the steak, you know?
Isn't the smell of steak the smell of blood, though?
Maybe to a cow.
Well, to you, too. You get that smell, and all of a sudden you're like, you know, you see red a little bit. You get it all over your hands.
I've never had that experience.
Okay, so you just want some of the juices from a really nice steak.
Yeah. That way you're like walking past them, and they're like, oh, someone's making a steak? Yeah. You know, everyone will want to be your best friend if you smell like a steak.
Well, that's a double-edged sword there, Leo, because then you're going to be overrun. It's like a monkey's paw situation where you're going to be overrun with best friends. And they're all going to be all up in your behind your ear and smelling on your wrists and neck because they love the smell of steak so much. Do you want that?
Well, maybe if they're such good friends, maybe they'll, like, give me money or something.
Okay.
Like, they're not, like, real friends. They're just friends because they like how I smell. You know, they just follow around. Smelling me like a dog or something. Like,
sure.
You
all right.
Know, I need some more money to buy some more Bucci perfume to smell like this.
Yes, this is. We are going to be selling this once it hits the market. It's going to be a very limited run. So I hope everybody can get. I'm going to be throwing it off the roof
Bucci,
of WFMU.
If you're going to be selling perfume, why not like sell like handbags too? You can make knockoff Bucci handbags.
What do you mean?
Well, you could make handbags. You could force listeners to make handbags and sell them as knockoff Gucci handbags. And call them Gucci handbags.
What are you? Are you reading my diaries now? Is that what you're doing? Have you snuck into my condo and you've read all my Google Doc of ideas for this show?
Well, I'm not like Henry.
You have. All right, that's it. He snuck right in. You know what? I left my window of my condo open, which is another thing that my HOA board is upset about, because I leave it open and I leave a rope ladder hanging out the window. It's decorative. So I think someone snuck in and looked at all my ideas, which I was definitely going to do that, was turn the listeners into like a sweatshop kind of thing. 201-209-9368. We're making a perfume, a big vat of it. Actually, I forgot to mix up the... Leo, thank you for giving me that steak. Let's mix that up. Smell it. You can't keep doing that. Are you, what, vegetarian? You can't keep... You went all over my New Balances. Didn't like that. 201-209-9368. We have 9 minutes left, and we're still... we still have a lot left of smell that we can put in this bottle. Everything the thing that we're creating is also going to have a hint of Gonerfest in it. You know, it's always going to smell like the ambiance of Gonerfest because it's going to leak in. But that's fine. Gonerfest is the best. I'm making some more punk gestures, by the way. You know what's a good smell, and it's something that you wouldn't even necessarily think about, but I was sitting by a cool stream like 2 days ago, super cool, and I palmed a bunch of water into my pool. I pooled a bunch of water into my hands, my two hands clasped, and I smelled it, and I just got this smell of the how old the earth and how old the stream is. I'm just like, man, this thing's so friggin' old.
Bucci.
Call her, you got
Bucci.
What's up, Bucci? This is Seth.
Hey, who's this? Seth? All right. Hey, Seth.
Yeah. It's C-E-T-H. Seth. It's a soft C.
Okay, soft. I'm just going to call you soft C, if that's okay with you.
Maybe.
Too late. Okay, soft C, what do you want to add... first off, do you put cologne on? What do you like in a cologne? What do you look for in a cologne?
I mean,
do you want to smell like?
My personal preference, I'd use patchouli and geranium oil.
Okay, patchouli and geranium oil.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're separate. Yeah, I've combined them, you know.
What does that smell like? Doctor, have you heard of patchouli?
Patchouli.
You haven't. Everybody's heard of patchouli. I'm trying to think this doctor does not really know what he's doing.
Where is he from? Oh, my God.
Doctor, no, it's too late. So he's not answering any questions. So what do you want to add to your, what do you want to add to this vial of perfume that we're making?
Well, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. No, that's not it.
Oh, yeah? Okay. What is it really?
Well, really, it's dill pickle.
Interesting. A very astringent kind of thing that, you know, like a acidic thing that cuts through all the other smells, huh? Is that what you're thinking?
That sounds good. And when you smell it, you know it. You know it's a dill pickle.
All right.
There's no mistaking a dill pickle.
All right. Put it in. Put a couple of juice drops into this mortar and pestle. All right. Thank you. And now let's mix it up. Doctor, do you love it? He doesn't love it.
I can add some more.
Put one more drop. Put one more drop.
It's a big pickle.
Oh, he likes it now. Great job. Thank you for having so much pickle juice on you on a Friday.
Anytime.
Call Igabuchi.
Hey, I got the smell of
Who's this?
Leaded gasoline.
Who's this?
From back in the day.
Who's this?
It's Greg from Central Valley.
Hey, Greg. So what do you want? Gasoline?
Gasoline, but it has to be leaded from back in the day.
Leaded from back
leaded
in the day.
Gasoline.
Is that going to combine in a bad way with the coolant that's already in this cologne? Is it going to create some sort of...
That actually is what triggered the memory.
Like a...
Is when he mentioned an automotive fluid, I remembered.
Right.
You know, when I used to be a young kid sitting in the back seat of my father's car when he fueled up the car, how aromatic the car smelled after as he was fueling it.
Yeah. So it kind of reminds you of your father a little bit.
Yeah. In the old days, you know, it was always filling up in New Jersey because the price of gas was so cheap there.
Yeah.
So we traveled and it was visiting family, coming back from visiting family.
So that kind of, that smell is all wrapped up and you kind of want to add it here. I like that. I like a little, usually you have to stick your whole head in a car engine to get that smell, but I think that's a good one, Greg. Why don't you add a little, put some in here, please. Thank you very much. And doctor, please. Oh, that's nice. He likes it. And what are you? Are you thinking about your father now too, doctor? He is, and he's crying a little bit. Hey, let me spray a little bit of this on you so you can get take a little bit of your father home with you.
Fantastic.
All right, here we go.
On the wrist.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. Anyone's neck. All right, there you go, Greg.
Thank you.
Smell well. Call Igabuchi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
Butchie. Hey, who likes perfume, guys? All right, who's this?
Lukey.
What?
Lukey.
Lukey, okay.
Hey, Lukey, Butchie.
All right, Lukey, what do you want to add to this thing? Okay?
Butchie.
Oh, I saw the botanist, the horticulturist, you know, tarantulas in the backyard. You want sticky smells of the original flowers and flora and fauna of the natures of yesterday.
Lukey, you're just saying words here. I'm not sure if they're connected in any way. So what do you want to add to this thing?
Oh, I guess...
Do you want it to smell like a tarantula? Like an Ouroboros tarantula?
Yeah. Like, you know, the little dewdrop on the back of the hair of the tarantula.
Yeah.
In the yard of the yard of the lawn
just
that was not just like taking care of the original flora and fauna of the original. They replanted, and then a tarantula came, made a little nest, and then dewdrops came onto the tarantulas.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful, though, because sometimes those dewdrops are venom, though. That's what I've learned. when you're like, you know, like feeling or squeezing out a tarantula like a sponge, but a lot of that is venom.
The tarantulas are gentle. I do understand that it's the fuzz that's
yeah.
the only part that might be dangerous. But we're talking about the dewdrops that collect on that, and that's the scent.
Okay. Jesus. All right. Thanks, Lukey. Lucci. I appreciate it. Dude, you gotta stop throwing up. It's just a smell. I know your palate is refined, but you're getting your vomit all over Memphis, which is a Bucci adage, isn't it? Thank you very much. We're done. The show's over. Oh, my goodness. You are listening to Bucci on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Who listens to Bucci? You do, Chi.